Hi Simon, how are you doing?
Good, Sudashma. How about you?
Good. Just like that, we are already on our last Climate Talks 101 for this season. What should we talk about today?
Well, Sudashma, you know I was in Vancouver last week and something happened while I was in Vancouver. Two climate change activists protested the Coastal GasLink pipeline by pouring maple syrup at an Emily Carr painting at the Vancouver Art Gallery. What do you think about this?
Ooh, Simon, I definitely have some thoughts on this, but you know whose thoughts would be more valuable right now?
Iman's?
Yes, Anthropause's official artist, Iman.
Oh my god, perfect. Let me text him and see if he's free to chat right now. Okay, he says he's free and he's joining us in a second.
Hello?
Hi.
Iman, hi.
Hey guys, what's up? It's pretty late. Like, is everything okay?
Yes, everything is good. Simon?
Yeah, we just wanted to talk to you about something that just recently happened at the
Oh my god,
Vancouver
are you guys
Art.
are you Oh my god, are you guys ditching me for a better artist?
Calm down, Iman. Calm down.
Okay,
No,
okay.
we
Thank
just want to
god.
talk to
Okay.
you. We just
Okay,
want to
thank
talk to
god.
you about what happened at the Vancouver Art Gallery last week.
Okay. I'm not aware what happened.
So basically, these climate activists poured maple syrup at a painting. So we just wanted to talk to you a little bit more about what you think about this kind of activism.
Oh, these activists. Yeah. They tried to attack more paintings.
Before we get into it, we'll ask you a couple of questions and then we can get heated afterwards. How does that sound?
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Art remains at the heart of Anthropause. We wanted to ask you, why did you want to bring art to Anthropause? And do you think art can help advance climate communication and action?
I think it all began with you guys asking me for a poster in the beginning, which was like even before Anthropause started. And something in me was just like seeking the opportunity to do some good and to actually get the work out there in terms and solely work for the environment. So I just decided, okay, I'm gonna invade your thing and just straight up announce myself as the artist for Anthropause. And it worked out a year later. It worked out. But as far as your second question is concerned, I definitely think it has a role to play. As an artist, it's very important to express myself. It's very important to make sure that people understand that there are things that are bigger than them, that are things that are more important than them. And it's extremely paramount for the work to be out there in a space where it can expand and create conversations about the climate crisis in the world today.
Something that recently happened that caught Simon and my attention is, of course, like art has definitely been used for climate communication for years. But recently, art was used kind of very like in a different way. And it was used as a form of like protest. So it was reported yesterday that four activists from the group, the Italian group, Ultima Generazione, it's Italian for last generation, they threw pea soup at Van Gogh's The Sour and glued themselves to the wall of the museum. And according to Reuters, the painting was not damaged at all as it was protected by a glass screen. Simon, you want to like kind of add on to it a little bit?
Right. And not too long ago, tomato soup was thrown at another Van Gogh's painting by the activist group Just Stop Oil. And Phoebe Plummer, one half of the Just Stop Oil duo, said in a video that what they did was intentionally ridiculous so that they could get media attention to ask the questions that matter.
Yeah, so Iman, there have been mixed reviews from the climate community about this, with some warning that these like tactics are very counterproductive, while others, they are just like very diplomatic or very quiet about it. I think this is a very timely conversation for us to hear from an artist. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack for sure. I agree that it's very mixed. Even in the art world, like if I can speak about what we discuss here as students and with faculty, it's a mixed approach. I for one stand against vandalism and against the behavior that they pursue to send out their message, because at one side, I think it's definitely important to get the message out there, but if the message involves criminality and defamation of lineage and history, something that is not only an inspiration but an educational beacon for many many people out there, I don't think it's absolutely right to destroy the beauty of the work. I think. But I do believe that in its way, protest has definitely got a right to be out there. But the real question is what you're doing counterproductive? Is it really the right way to help? I agree that, yeah, you need to create waves to get people to listen and to understand. But yeah, it is definitely not, in my opinion, the best way to go about creating awareness, because there are other artists out there working. They have spent their entire lives. In fact, in the first episode that I was on, I even spoke of the artist Olafur Eliasson. And these people, they have spent their lives, their money, their investments on creating awareness, but in a way that is sharp and immediate, rather than coming up to me on my face and telling me that, okay, this is right and this is wrong. One of the greatest challenges of today that we often feel is the overwhelming amount of information and data that we get based on climate change and how it affects us. But the issue here is when people react to something problematic, it needs to be an immediate catalyst. Otherwise, they don't feel the effect of it. But what overwhelming data in the form of social media has done is that it desensitizes you to the actual issue. So with topics such as climate change, the apparent need for survival is not there. People instill changes in behavior when they need to adapt to something. So I don't support vandalism in any way at all. I don't think it is the right message, but yes, I do believe in the right of freedom to speech. Like I believe in freedom of expression as an artist, but by being radical and extremist in this way, I think they defeat their own purpose. I think for them, for just Stop Oil, it's more about setting the agenda. It's more about having the conversation, because in a way, contemporary art is not just about Vincent van Gogh's artwork. It's about talking. It's about the idea coming out. It's about a lot more. It's conceptually relevant what they do. But yes, as like when we talk about this, and when we're discussing it worldwide, the ripples that it has made, my only question is that, yeah, we're talking about it, but at the end of the day, two cans, one of pea soup and one of tomato soup, could have been given to a homeless shelter and could have fed a man, a woman, or a child. So is it really the throwing that is the artwork, or is it really giving it to a person who needs it? Is that the artwork? So you got to just think about what art really means, because art is to move, art is to emotionally communicate. That is what separates it from data. Art can emotionally challenge you to think about something without telling you that you need to throw this certain thing at an artwork, you know? Like that is the power of conceptual art. And yeah, that's basically what my point is.
Thank you so much for your insightful answer, Iman. Like, I feel like we can talk about this so much more.
So guys, anyway, it's like 3 a.m. As much as I'd like to talk more about this, I am dying. I'm kind of sleepy. If it's okay with you guys, I'd like to sleep.
Sadashwa, you always forget to put the timer on.
I do. Okay.
Yeah, it's all Sutashma's fault. Yeah, yes. We can pin it on her.
Yes, it is. Okay, Iman, hopefully we'll have you on another one of these calls, and this time it won't be at 3 a.m. Promise.
I would love that. And I've enjoyed this like so much. Thank you guys for the opportunity.